morning for the service in the day in the morning, good afternoon for the service in the day, and good night for those of you who listen to this podcast at night to accompany you to sleep, maybe. So, I'm going to provide a story that will inspire you and myself include, because we all really need so much inspirational story to be our reference in the future. When we all have, they know what we will become in the future. Hopefully, by telling you story, we can all be more motivated for our future. Without enjoying, let's start my podcast. Okay, to get deeper into this part of the podcast, I'll give a monologue first. Even like, it's just like I've been talking too long. The struggle is no longer with loud shouts. At the end, it's what appears in the world. Because independently, we give a feeling, not a fight of challenge. This stick out for the first time after she entered President Joko Widodo working cabinet. He, who only had a junior high school diploma, was elected Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, or CKP. Suddenly, the public was shocked and repeated the pros and cons. However, who would have thought, despite the pros and cons, Susi Mother actually managed to prove her ability with various politics that were considered successful, not only famous in the political field, but this woman was also already well known in the aviation sector because she had an aviation business called Susi Air. Behind his success as a businessman and former minister, Mrs. Susi comes from a family of cattle breeders and sellers in East Java. Both of his parents come from Central Java and have lived in Pangandaran for a long time. Mrs. Susi has even started training to the business when she was in junior high school. When other children were busy with their teenagers, Mrs. Susi spent her teenagers focusing on starting a business. This is why Susi is the only minister in the working cabinet who only has a junior high school diploma. 1983 was a historical year for her because it was the first time Mrs. Susi started a business. In the process for selling jewelry of 750,000 in Indonesia, Susi started to pursue a fishing business. Year after year passed by, Susi went up and down to build her fishery business. And she finally found success. In 1996, Susi succeeded in establishing a fish processing factory, PT Asipuja Susi Marine Products, with its main product being lobster with the Susi brand. Not only smart in business, but Susi Puja Susi inspiring story has also inspired many people because of her generosity of one of Susi General Society's was Wendy, or the plan she had just built to help send aid to Aceh when the Aceh tsunami hit in 2004. The inspiring story of Susi Puja Susi Mother is inspirable from her previous achievements. Even though she is only a junior high school graduate, she has succeeded in becoming the Minister of Maritime Affairs and the sheriff or KKP. He demonstrates his ability and loyalty to the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. He even took first place with a satisfaction rate of 91.95% in the list of the top 10 ministers with the highest satisfaction level from the authorized center. Not only her achievement as a minister, Mrs. Susi also had a series of achievements received several awards, including the following. 1. Tourist Pioneer from the West Java Culture and Tourist Artist in 2004. 2. Young Entrepreneur of the Year from Ernst and Young Indonesia in 2005. 3. Grameen Nyata Award for Best Small and Medium Enterprise Exporter 2005 from the President of the Republic of Indonesia. 4. Sovereign Event Award from the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries in 2009. Inspirational story of Mrs. Siti Jastuti from office collector with only a junior high school diploma to become a successful entrepreneur and Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries. Not only has an eccentric style, but this woman also has an extraordinary achievement. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope that this of you who heard this can be a motivation for all of us. Amin. Thank you all. Bye-bye. Stay rooting for me.